sick is worthy, fix all that you got. Metal shields on wood, pushed to our back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads rehab. They shifted the statues for harboring birds.
You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. It is beautiful outside today, and we're celebrating the 35th birthday of a very, very important record to a lot of people in music, Reckoning by R.E.M. The foursome from Athens, Georgia really hit their stride with this record. I love it. I think I may like it the most of their entire catalog. And that's saying a lot because they have a lot of good records. Band that really had a long lifespan without compromising their integrity at all. So kudos to them, really set the way for a lot of bands. And we heard the first two tracks on Reckoning to start the show. We heard Harbor Coat and Seven Chinese Brothers. Coincidentally, my two favorite songs on the album, and they're just a 1-2 punch right off the bat. They don't waste any time giving you the best tracks on the record. They're right up at the top. And so this episode, we're celebrating Reckoning, and we're going to play a bunch of songs by local bands, local artists, and also couple from different parts of the country sprinkled in, mostly Brooklyn area, though. You can hear the influence of early REM in a lot of my favorite bands here in Brooklyn and New Jersey. Immediately comes to mind Holy Tunics, Joy Cleaner, my friends, The Plains. And we're also going to play this great cover by my friends in Veda Rays. They contributed a song from Green to a REM covers compilation on the blog that celebrates itself. And I highly encourage you guys to check out this whole compilation. In addition to Veda Ray's awesome cover of You Are the Everything from Green, there's a lot of other great covers spanning REM's entire career from some really awesome bands. The Death of Pop covers Wolves. Lower Country Feedback, getting an out-of-time song in on the compilation. Old Man Kenzie, great song. And Pretty Persuasion, of course, from Reckoning. We'll play that a little later. We're going to transition to playing this song, this great song by Veda Rays, You Are the Everything. Awesome cover. And then we'll play a little Holy Tunics, The Plains, some other great local REM-influenced artists. So take it away, Veda Rays, with their great cover of You Are the Everything.
Sometimes I feel like I can't even sing. I'm very scared for this world. I'm very scared for me. Eviscerate your memory. Here's a senior in the back seat, laying down. The windows wrap around to the sound of travel and the engine. All you hear is time stand still and travel, and feel such peace and absolute. The stillness stills that doesn't end, but slowly drifts into sleep. Stars are the greatest thing you've ever seen. They're there for you, for you alone. You are the everything. I think about this world a lot, and I cry, and I've seen the films and the eyes. I am in this kitchen. Everything is beautiful. She is so beautiful. She's so young and old. Look at her and I see the beauty of the light of music. Voices talking somewhere in the house. They spread. I feel like I can't even sing. Very scared for this world, I'm very scared for me. Eviscerate your memory. Here's a senior in the backseat, laying down the windows, wrap around to the sound of travel. Such peace and absolute stillness, still that doesn't end, but so the trips into sleep. The greatest thing you've ever seen, there, there for you, for you alone, you are the everything, for you. Oh,
Woohoo! You're listening to Look at My Records right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Tom Gallo, and I'm a sucker for jangly guitars. Nothing makes me happier in the springtime. Sunshine, jangly sounding guitars, which is why it's so appropriate that Reckoning was released 35 years ago this week. I wonder what the weather was like 35 years ago this week. Is it as nice as it is right now? Were they feeling as good? Probably, because the record is awesome. Let me give you a little recap. We kicked off that set with Vader Ray's cover of You Are the Everything. It's not on Reckoning, but it's on Green, another excellent REM album. It's part of a compilation of REM covers released by the blog that celebrates itself. Highly encourage you guys to check out the other great covers in addition to this great Vader Ray's REM cover. It's on Bandcamp, the blog that celebrates itself.bandcamp.com, and check out the blog as well. And it's a name your price. So throw them a little money. I never just do the free download. Throw them a little cash for this great compilation. 16 REM covers spanning their entire catalog. Highly recommended from me, Mr. Look at My Records, Tom Gallo. After that, we heard Cardinal by Holy Tunics, my friends Holy Tunics, off of their awesome 2018 album, Butter Dish. They're about to release a new album. They got a single dropping soon later this month, and then the album will be out in June. Can't wait. Quick turnaround time for that next LP. Good for them. I love them. We heard Cardinal, and that's on Butter Dish. After that, we heard New England by Jane Church. Jane Church was based in Queens, but Matt is his name. He moved to Los Angeles. We wish him all the best out there. Hope he keeps making music. I'm sure he's gonna. That was off of Kalimocho Molotov, which was released on Greenway Records. Great Brooklyn-based label. It was released this past January. Whole record comes highly recommended from me. But one of the singles, which is also my favorite song on the record, is New England, which is what we heard. After that, we heard Sleep Like a Noble by The Plains. That's the title track off of The Plains. December 2018 album, Sleep Like a Noble. Very REM sounding. Felt like that was probably the most REM sounding song in the set, and it's a good one. Shout out to The Plains. I love that record. And then we wrapped it up with a not so new song, but it's still good. It's only a couple of years old. SOS by Lost Boy, aka my friend Davy Jones, appeared on this very program just a couple of weeks ago. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I had a great time hanging out with him. And that song, SOS, is off of his 2016 album, a very good record called Goose Wazoo. And you should get all these new records. Lost Boy has a new record that came out in December on Little Dickman Records, great Asbury Park label. You should go pick it up. The Plains, go pick up Sleep Like a Noble. It's a great new record, only a couple months old. Jane Church, Kalimocho Molotov, and Holy Tunics Butter Dish, which was one of my favorite records of last year. Can't wait to hear their next record. All right, let's play some more songs. We're going to wrap up with The Local Fair. We got an older song by The Hairs. If you're not familiar with The Hairs, it's fronted by Kevin Hairs, who now performs under the name Kevin Hairs, previously performed as The Hairs. And then we got my friend Joy Cleaner, great song from their 2017 LP, Total Hell. And then if you guys haven't heard Young Scum yet, this young band out of Richmond, Virginia, you're going to hear a great song in this set from them. They put out their self-titled LP last year. It was one of my favorite records of the year. And a recent discovery to round out the set, this awesome, incredible band from Toronto called The Seams. And I've just been obsessed with them since I discovered them. We'll play the song that we're playing by The Seams is called The Seams. And on this record, there's a cool cartoon of the band and one of them's wearing an REM shirt, and it was their 2016 debut album, Meet the Seam. So it felt like, hey, I was going to play something from their new record that they put out last year, but something was telling me, I think this is telling me I need to play a song from this record. So that's what I'm going to do. Let's do it. Kicking it off with What Me Worry by The Hairs. You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Don't fucking worry. Oh, 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 oh Thank you.
Welcome back to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn, celebrating the 35th birthday of REM's Reckoning. Great set we just had, but before we get into that, let me tell you guys about a couple of things going on at Radio Free Brooklyn right now. We have this incredible after-school program where local teens from the Brooklyn community come into Radio Free Brooklyn and they create their own radio shows, learn about media literacy, and they're taught by local professionals. It's very hands-on and engaging. And then at the end of the program, they put on their own radio show. And we recently finished our first session of RFB Teen Squad, and we're about to start another one up. So if you know a local teen who is interested, or you're interested in learning more about the program, check out radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. You can also make a donation to this very worthy program through that link. Again, that's radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. And the second session is about to start up and spots are filling quickly. It's a great program and we're all very, very excited about it and the success it's had so far. We're looking forward to having more success with it. And if you're interested in making a donation to Radio Free Brooklyn, we would love that. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so all donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. So if you enjoy the programming, if you enjoy what we do here, consider donating radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. And I'm not sure how you're listening to the program right now, but we do have mobile apps that you can take with you on the go. Check them out in the Apple App Store, and the Android App Store, radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone, radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. And don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. You'll be kept up to date on things like Teen Squad, new programs, a lot of new programs. We just onboarded a new program that's all about Frank Zappa that I love. So stay in the loop with RFB happenings. Sign up for our newsletter, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Stay up to date. All right. That set was awesome. Kicked it off with What Me Worry by The Hairs. Kevin Harris has rebranded himself as Kevin Harris, but that was off of his 2016 album by The Hairs, While I Hated Life, Barbarian. And again, that great song was called What Me Worry. Then after that, we heard Ritual and Dogma by my friends from Bloomfield, New Jersey, Joy Cleaner, off of their awesome 2017 album, Total Hell, which you could purchase on pink vinyl via Jigsaw Records. It's also available on CD and I believe cassette. One of my favorite bands. I love those guys. After that, we heard Sloth by Young Scum. They're from Richmond, Virginia. One of the hottest bands coming out of Richmond, Virginia right now. They just were in Madrid. They played Madrid Pop Fest along with Brooklyn's Pale Lights. So all the Spaniards treated to some good tunes recently from Young Scum and Pale Lights. Based on the social media postings, it looks like they had fun. And I bet they became friends if they didn't already know each other. So Young Scum and Pale Lights, are you guys buddies now? I'm going to assume, yeah, they're both awesome. Then we heard The Seams by The Seams off of Meet The Seams. I love this band. I just discovered them in January and I can't get enough of them. Check that out, Meet The Seams, and their second LP, Another Side of The Seams, which was released via Hand Drawn Dracula and also by Mesoterio Records in Spain, which also released the vinyl for Holy Tunic's Butter Dish. I'm sorry that I butchered the name of that record label. I'm Facebook friends with the guy that runs it. He seems like a really nice guy and really into artists that sound like this. So check it out. I highly recommend picking up Another Side of The Seams. That's their second LP, which was released last year. A lot of really good standout tracks on it. My favorite, Lemonade. Check it out. And It's About to Go Down, the latest single from My friends from Portland, Oregon, Eyelids. Get that. That 7-inch is already like basically sold out. It's in fifth pressing or something. Get it. Chris Lucerenko, who I interviewed last year, a buddy of mine from the band Eyelids, has a very close relationship with Peter Buck there. They've known each other for a really long time, and Peter Buck basically produces all of their music. So I don't know. I'm not really surprised that it kind of has that REM sound and feel to it, because Peter Buck's basically intimately involved in it. All right, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to close the show with two more tracks from Reckoning, Second Guessing and Time After Time, Annalise, two of my favorite songs on the record. And I'm glad you guys joined me today. I'll see you next week, where I'll have Veronica Bianchi as my guest on the program. Here we go, Second Guessing and Time After Time from Reckoning.
Time after time.
time.